Patient last name is Major, M-A-J-O-R. First name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Date of visit is July 26, 2023. Date of birth is January 25, 1980. Referring physician is Dr. Safer, Z is a zebra, A-F-E-R, Z-A-F-E-R, Dr. Safer. Thanks for chief complaints of sleep disturbance. Thanks for history, present, new, and suspicious. 43-year-old male comes with a chief complaint of a sleep disturbance. First off, patient tells me that he was seeing a dentist. First off, he's found to have a loud snoring. First off, the patient was told that he may have sleep apnea findings. First off, he got x-rays of the x-ray by the dentist. First off, thought that he may be at risk for sleep apnea. First off, patient usually go to bed at 1 to 2 a.m. First off, takes patient 1 hour to fall asleep. But first off, patient has loud snoring. First off, patient also excessive daytime sleepiness. First off, patient wakes up at 9 to 10 a.m. First off, his sleep is now restorative. First off, patient wake up with choking and gasping. First off, patient also have aching jaw and nasal congestion and awakening. First off, patient feel tired and sleepy throughout the day. First off, a patient needs a nap, but coming 2 hours per day. First off, a patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. A patient has always become drowsy when he's sitting and reading. First off, this river. Past medical history. Patient has possible anxiety and depression. Next for current medication, Paxil. Next for allergies, no drug allergies. Next for social history, patient single with no children. First off, a patient drinks alcohol. The patient does not drink alcohol. First off, patient does not use sleep, does not use illicit drugs. First off, a patient just quit smoking 10 years ago. First off, next for family history, grandfather of heart disease. First off, a grandmother of stroke. First off, next for nervous system, patient has anxiety with the chest palpitation and chest pain. First off, patient has sore throat and when he wakes up in the morning. First off, patient has short breath from anxiety. First off, patient has acid reflux symptoms at night. First off, patient also has muscle pains in the calves. First off, patient thinks he may have depression. First off, misrepresentation. Impression, a non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, snoring, coma, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. First off, patient also seen a dentist got an x-ray of his throat. First off, he was suspected to have obstructive sleep apnea. First off, an experimental recommendation will schedule a patient for an overnight polysomnography study. First off, however, a patient tells me that he has significant agoraphobia. Patient tells me that he has a significant agoraphobia. First off, patient has significant agoraphobia. First off, patient is not able to perform sleep study. First off, patient tells me that he does not even get out of the house. So first off, I offer him home sleep test. So first off, however, patient tells me that he cannot even come to the sleep center to pick up the home sleep test machine. First off, he tells me that he has significant anxiety symptoms. So first off, this forever. I explain to patient when he's ready, let me know immediately. First off, I can schedule him for a sleep study. First off, this forever. This marks the gene of dictation. Next patient, last name. It's a C-H-I-O-U, again, C-H-I-O-U. First name is James. Date of visit is July 28, 2023. Date of birth is November 22, 1961. Referring physician is Dr. Lau, L-A-U. First name is C-H-A-I-K-I-O-N-G. Last name is L-A-U. And next for Dr. Lau, L-A-U. I have the pleasure to see James today for initial evaluation for excessive daytime sleepiness. Next for history present illustrations, a 61-year-old male comma, chief complaint of excessive daytime sleepiness. The first operation tells me that even after 8 hours sleep, 8 hours of a sleep, a comma patient wakes up still feeling very tired. The first operation has morning headaches. The first operation wakes up with a headache in the morning. First off, patient feel his neck is painful. First off, patient tells me that he usually go to sleep at 12:30 a.m. First off, a patient is snoring. Patient wakes up at 8:30 to 9 a.m. First off, his sleep is now restorative. First off, patient wakes up feeling tired and fatigued. First off, the patient needs a daily nap, coming 2 to 3 times a day for 30 minutes. First off, a patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. First off, a patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, and watching television. First off, next paragraph, a fast medical history. BPH, next number, current fast surgical history, stone a kidney stone surgery next summer, appendicitis surgery next summer, left shoulder surgery next summer for medication, Flomax, next summer allergies, patient has skin rash next summer social history, patient is a senior technical leader for stuff, a patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, a patient does not use illicit drugs. Next for family history, there is no family history of similar medical condition. Please review system, patient's urinary urgency and frequency from benign prostate hypertrophy for stomach for impression. Impression to excessive daytime sleepiness. The first patient tells me that even he sleep 8 hours per night, he's still waking up feeling tired and with a morning headache. Of first up, it is concerned the patient has sleep apnea. First up, and next up, we'll schedule patient for an open eye polysomnography study. First up, make sure that this marks the notation. For some other differential diagnosis, also include obstructive sleep apnea, central sleep apnea, narcolepsy, and restless leg syndrome. For some next paragraph of the sleep study, we're useful to evaluate for obstructive sleep apnea, central sleep apnea, narcolepsy, and the restless leg syndrome. For some of this marks the interpretation. Next patient. The last one is it. Next patient, last name is a D-H-A-K-R-A-S. Again, D-H-A-K-R-A-S. First name is a S-A-D-A-S-H-I-V as in Victor. Next paragraph of referring physician is S-O-N-A-D-I. Last name is S-H-E-T-H. Again, S-H-E-T-H. Next paragraph, Dr. Sheth, S-H-E-T-H. After pleasure to see S-A-D-A-S-H-I-V today for initial evaluation for seizure disorder. Next paragraph, history present new administration is an 83-year-old male. Common chief complaint of a seizure disorder. First of all, majority of the history is provided by the daughter-in-law. First of all, according to the daughter-in-law, common patient of seizure since 1981. First of all, the patient has been taking seizure medications in India for 20 years. A patient has been very well controlled. He has not had any seizures until September of 2020. First of all, patient had a seizure. Patient was added phenobarbital and Keppra. First of all, patient's taking these medications from India. First of all, patient denies any side effects. First of all, he hasn't had any more seizures since then. First of all, denies any sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation. First of all, they request to refill these medications in America. First of all, Mr. Paragraph. Past medical history, seizure disorder next number, high blood pressure next number, past surgical history, cataract surgery next number, current medication, phenobarbital, 30 milligrams, comma, one pill in the morning and half a pill at night, first up, Keppra, 500 milligrams, one pill twice a day, first up, amlodipine next number, metoprolol. Continue medication. Aspirin. Next number. Atorvastatin. Next number. Prazosin. Next number. Allergies, no known drug allergies, next for social history, patients married, first time patients retired, patient does not smoke, a patient does not drink alcohol, patient does not use illicit drugs, family history, mother and sibling have high blood pressure, next for review system, patient has hearing problems, muscle pain, numbness, and tingling, first time, next for impression, next for a diagnostic test, a diagnostic test of brain MRI, was done recently, August 18, 2023, first time it shows no acute intracranial abnormalities, such as acute ischemia, mass effect, and hydrocephalus. The first step, but there's no intracranial hemorrhage. The first step, it's the additional mild microangiopathic white matter disease. The first step, next step, paragraph, Impression number one, seizure disorder. First patient had seizure disorder since 1981. First patient has been taking seizure medications for India. First patient, the last seizure was in September of 2020. First patient was added phenobarbital and Keppra. First patient has not had any seizure has not had any seizures since then. First Ms. River, I would like to continue to increase the Keppra dosage. First once it stabilized on the Keppra dosage, comma will slowly taper off of the phenobarbital. For statins, however, recommendation will increase the Keppra to 1,000 milligrams twice a day. For statins, we'll continue the phenobarbital at the same dosage, comma 30 milligrams in the morning and 15 milligrams at night. For once he stabilized on the Keppra, comma will very slowly taper down the phenobarbital. For statins, recommendation following August 28, 2023. This marks the identification. This patient. Next patient, last name is a V.